Tshuva to Rav Moshe, Moshe, on the Imam Kavashit. Has anyone gotten close to the end of this sentence? I'm trying to wrap up the next few days, I hope. But the next is even more exciting. Kedushay Tolos. We go from one major sigur to the other. Okay. So we actually left off in the middle of the show with our motion. We ran out of time yesterday. We can really go back to it. Right? Just because time runs out, we should shortchange the explanation of the Goel Dora. Number of tshuvas on this topic. The one thought I want to extrapolate to other cases as well, to extract from this tshuva, is the fact that a person who wants to be married depends on how you define marriage. Again, this is a tshuva where the long tshuva, this is the tshuva against Rav Henkin, where he says, if you look at the reverse, he just doesn't say it. And then he says as follows, Uvuvdezu, Shadine Hamadina, Shinisu Bakal Seimu, Shicholim Bechol Eid Shirot, and this Paras Amizem. In other words, it could be sort of a divorce on demand. You know, like today, you want to get divorced, you get divorced. No, you get it. Husband wants to get divorced, the wife can't stop him, and vice versa. Said Rav Moshe Kiddush, Gam agri henkin mode. Why? Darei leka anansadei sherotzim klal beishus shenasum ugodim zelazeh uchamufurish bedvorov besimin hei ostes. Is it the same as Pirusha Ivro? Rav Henkin said, which is true. In other words, Rav Henkin's pshat in Rivosh, it was an open marriage, incorrect. No grounds to that. But Rav Henkin himself admits, not only is an open marriage okay, open marriage in Rachmana Litzlan means that the couple's still married like everything else, but she wants to have a boyfriend every once in a while, you know, change of pace. Rachmana Litzlan. That's open marriage. But that Rav Henkin agrees is nothing. But Rav Henkin takes it a step further. It's not open in that sense. It's open in the sense that either party can decide, I had enough of you, I want another guy, another girl. Without any problem, because I can get a divorce whenever I want. Rav Henkin is more there, that that's also not considered to be a marriage. That's how Rav Moshe read Simon Hay Oz Tess. You look it up yourself in Pirusha Yivra. That's how he read it. And therefore, that's the question, what it applies in every particular country, what's the rule? Right? It says like this. It's a dina medina shenisu b'kasem. Again, shechol b'choleis b'pros nekpar zem izu v'zu mizeh. So Rav Henkin would agree. You have to find out if it's true. Let's find out if it's true. This is what she claims, the lady. So Rav, let's skip around. He's talking about Hungary. That's the case we're talking about. Right. So they didn't have their rules. And many people was getting married, Kedasuka did. And this is, I think it's from the communists. For Tovson, I'm Shalton, Shem Yosem, I brought Shana. So if you want to get married, you know who to turn. Maybe she's lying when she says that they didn't have Kiddush. So that's a different question. Maybe there really was Kiddush. The kids in Nimritz, this is Rav Moshe Shalat on the show. And I found in this beautiful sefer that I read to you yesterday, the sefer called Mahalchei Mishpat, that he quotes a Shuba sandwich, I don't know about it. He quotes from the Sefer, Seder Kiddushin V'Nisuin. That Sefer I do know. Seder Kiddushin V'Nisuin was written by Rabbi Avraham Chaim Freiman Hashem Yirkom Domo. He was a professor of Jewish history and halacha who came from Germany, moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he was part of the Hebrew University. And in 1948, there was a convoy that went every other week from Yerushalayim, West Jerusalem, we'll call it, to the Har HaTzofim, where the Hadassah Hospital was, where they had the Hebrew University at the time. And one time the Arabs came and they killed them all, despite the guarantees of safe passage. He's a Kaddish, Hashem Yivkom Domo. Avraham Chaim Freiman, his nephew, Rabbi Freeman, as we call him, is a member of my shul. So whenever I need to save, I borrow from him, his uncle Sefer. In that Sefer, quoted in this Mahalchei Mishpat, he quotes on Shut Chakor Dover. I quote, Da'anan Sade, V'yoser Nichala, Shlotis Kaddish, Lokedas Moshe B'Yisrael. Ki kol azchuyo sheyeshla achar kiddushei Torah, yeshla gamata with this non-Torah marriage. the interior of the scarish to chalipot the matter of anakel. You've heard these calls recently from certain modern circles. The only way I get out of the guna problem, don't get married. Ah, you don't get married, you can't live with him. Well, it's a pilegesh. Well, it's some kind of other form they're trying to create. Whatever it may be. So we don't hold from that. But that's what exactly people are doing. When they don't want to be tied down. That was the lashon of the Rav Meir Simcha. To be kosher ba'azikim. To be tied down with chains. They don't want it. There's another Tshuva Sefer quote. Again, I don't have these svar. I'm just looking if they happen to have them on this list over here. I doubt it, but just we'll see. Oh, should pre-hasoda. Again, I'm not familiar with the authors of these svar, but I'm sure they're Talmidei Chachamim. Who says in the olden days the rule was whatever you could do behetar, you try to do behetar. Every year, no matter what level he was on, if you could do something, he wasn't such a big tzaddik. If he do something behetar, he would try to do it behetar. I'll give you an unbelievable example. This example is incredible. I mean, we would think today if we say, what did you say? We would scratch our heads. This is Yerushalmi and Brachas. Yerushalmi and Brachas are both sides. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Many of you learn Brachas. It's also Sukkot Balkeri, it's supposed to go to the mikveh. Everyone knows Tfilas Ezra, which no longer applies nowadays. But in the old days, they were made at Takana. Takana's Ezra, you have to go to the mikveh. Shall you between Ezra and Shosan Katarna Golden? Now that's a famous Gemara, and it's got a similar line as found over here in the Yerushalmi. Okay? But now, this is, of course, presumably for a husband and wife. A husband and wife. Look at this now. This is not to be believed. Watch. This din is go to Yisrael ben Avera at the Mavakshim Lakarosa. Ma'a Boris ben Avera. Ma'isim is Shome Krumim Echad. This can go to Tzadik, Shome Krumim. A watchman. Shabal li Zokhik Eishis Ish. He's about to do an Avera of Mamash Haseres Adibus. Mamash. Lo Sinah. It's about to Chalila Bechaz to commit adultery. Look at this now. Ad Shein Matkinen Lem Mokom Eikon Hein Tovlin. The guy's worried where's going to go to the mikveh afterwards. The guy is over an Eishis Ish, the biggest Aver in the Torah, but he has to go to the mikveh because Takmanis Ezra. I mean, come on, it's a did.
Doesn't sound very
right. Yeah. Meanwhile, Avruah over Meshavah the Batla Aver. People came around and he never had a chance to be in with the station because he's looking for a mikvah to go afterwards. Here's what's going on. So of course we say that a person, whenever he can do behetar, will do behetar. Today, in the secular Jews of nowadays, no. All the machmir rabbis say were only referring to a case of such individuals who fundamentally want to do the right thing. The Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah for Eishes Ish Mamish. Yeah, but that's part of the mikvah. So therefore we would say, he has the Yetzirah for Nida, but he won't have Eishes Ish, and he wants to be Lusnus. But today, they don't care about anything. The secular Jews, they're not concerned with these things. Let's go to the Tshuvas HaRadach. We looked for it, and we couldn't find it, right? We didn't forget, right? It wasn't on the board. I had the Radach in two forms. I have the original Radach. The Radach is alluded to by the Chelkos Mechokek. You can look it up in Simcha Vav, end of Sibkot Gimel. He tells you to look in the Radach, it's Bayez Chof, Cheder Dalet Ruvav. That's how he works with button. Fascinating Tshuvas Radach. Guy, again, these are things we can't even imagine, but truth is stranger than fiction. It's how the world used to work in the olden days. A guy was promised a certain amount of dowry to marry this woman. He didn't get the dowry, he decided he's leaving. But who are these people? They were only married, there were two, the Baranos, were married by the priest. Married by the priest. So he wants to suggest as follows, we should, even though the Rivash said you don't say no, somebody else knows, the Radak wants to say no. You do say, even in this case, and Adam also bilaso bilas snus. He wants to suggest that. He wants to suggest that. And the question becomes, on what basis? On what basis? So something amazing. He says, who says this individual, this person who was a Marano or that, doesn't care about mitzvahs? Who says? Who says? Maybe the individual doesn't care for what the Radak says. He says, maybe other averis he's doing. For example, he goes to the church. Goes to the church, then he does go. He thinks, I'm allowed to go to the church because they told me I don't want to do it, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me, Pasha. They're going to kill me. Therefore, he feels, I'm allowed to go to the church. But who says he's parrots by rights? He wants to be as nos. This is in Simon Chav, again, Bayez Chav, Cheder Dalit, and it's quoted, a bit bigger print, in the Otzer Aposkim, Simon Chav Vav, Siv Kotten Vav, Os Alf. The case was, they got married by the priest. After a few days, he left. Why? She didn't give him the Nedunya, the dowry. And then she was saved, and she went to another place, and she married a Jew from Jew. So he tells over here, the marriage of the Comer, of the priest, is nothing. Nothing. The priest doesn't do anything. That's zero. Absolutely zero. However, the problem is, they were living together, and people perhaps knew about it. Knew about it. That's the issue. That's the issue. He says, perhaps they're married. Ein adam osa bilas o bilas nus. Aye. The Rambam says you need sherid. We'll get to that soon. Says this guy, doesn't mean chassidim. We spoke about chassidim before. It doesn't mean chassidim. He means chassidim with a small chess. Okay, written a long time ago. Doesn't mean chassidim. So what does he mean? Eina prutzim barayis. Afal pishe prutzim baveris acheris. Eina prutzim barayis. As the rabbi says about the gonim. Who says this meshuvah is parts barayis? Who says? I makes himself look like a goy to avoid being killed. Maybe keeps other mitzvahs in the Torah. I is over with Dashni Bisol B'nai Yisrael. You should give up your life rather than practice Christianity. Okay. He's meshuvah for that. Maybe he thinks this is permissible because it's all against his will. He shouldn't die. Period. Or here's another idea of the Radak. But the Kaddish, the Pogas, Mishav, Pruto, over Milver, that's our Gemara that we saw in the Fayyad Dalit. Then you need Sherim. Mishav, She'ena, Ma'azik, and Osam, Lidishol, Sam. What does that mean? They're not married yet. Right? The marriage was flawed. Milver, Mishav, Pruto. Only a Kosher will say, Ena, Osam, Lidishol. Ava, Megarash, Yisishto, Uva, Mekaddish, Al Tanai. That's what the Rambam, the Megarash is Ishto, he never used the word Sherim. Amazing, Deacon Rambam, the Radachas. Pokas are put in the Milveh, he used the word Sherim. When it comes to Megarash Ishto, on Kadosh on tonight, he didn't use the word Sherim. When the Rambam attacks the Gaonim, he says, "Only the Garish of Sishtav of Kadosh on tonight, they say it was Nus. Ad she yeforish, shehi be'ilaz Nus, or while she yeforish on tonight, Boba." So you have to say explicitly the other way around. doesn't say Achi Poritz Barayas. It's going on in the Dika Rabbah. Therefore, even if Poritz Barayas ain't a ball of Shemznus. That Dik sounds to be a little bit shrach. So that the Rambam seems to be a little bit. Let me show you the Rambam that he's been died from. We'll see it ourselves inside. Okay, Rabosai? Take a look at Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin. We saw it already before. Here's Rambam. What does it say? The Gaonim say, maybe Shivchasa, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday. It's all wrong. Only Ishto be Shagirsha Bavada, Makash, Aknai, Boal, Stam. Shrihi Ishto be Ishto, Chazaka, Shahina, Hosea, Bilos, Bilos, Nus, Hachi, Farshi, Bilos, Nus, Al Taibo. Al Bashar Noshin, Kozona, Bechesk, Shabol, Shames Nus, Hachi, Farshi, Shem Kedush. Okay. This is the Rambam over here. That's what he says. Nothing over here about the word sharing. That's the dig of the Radah. Didn't say sharing over here. Okay. So where does he mention the word sharing? Yeah. Watch this. Which shape is found? Yes, it is. Hello. We're frozen. A pair of Zion. What does that mean? Try again?
Meaning, no. It means it's like, for whatever reason, they can't read it from the server. That source they can't find, basically, even though it's there.
Okay, I give up. I don't know why there's some reason they're opposed to a pair of Zion. Okay, well, let's go back over here. We'll stick to the Hilchos and we'll see the word shared here, too. Hamagarish is ishta b'chaz abal v'ed and kol shetinas alacha b'ed gishu b'ed shesun b'ed and erisim. Ho v'ishta oysa arizu b'cheskut shechzil shechlush abal shal shem znus. Why? Shechazaki shen adam osa b'ilasa b'ishta b'ilas nus. Look. Fe b'yodo lasosa b'ilas mitzvah. Didn't have to mention k'sherim. As he wants to do it a mitzvah. Who cares about mitzvahs if not for k'sherim? K'sherim are the mitzvahs. Those who are not k'sherim don't care about mitzvahs. That's the reply to the Radach. Shut Mari Beis Halevi. Put it in the footnote test here. And they also are posted. Didn't have to mention it. You want to do a mitzvah? Prutz don't care about mitzvahs. He relies on what he said that I can't show you, Nebuch. Berg Zion. I'll read it from here. But Kaddish ben Milvah ben Judah. Chazak azu b'ksheirim dafka. So he's relying on what he said there. But the whole Radach is incorrect. The Radach is wrong. So says Shut Mari Beis Halevi. Do we have that by any chance? Let's see. Maybe that way. Maybe we have over here. Marie Halevi? That's it? Maybe. Far down. Send it to the book. Wow. Different safe. Okay, we tried. So, I'm iced out for some reason that Rambam, and you can't get it. Try one more time. What do you think? It's just not a chance?
I don't know.
We got it. Okay. No. Good. Try. The kids are, this is what it says. Now, the beautiful safe that I'm using it this week, called Mahalcha Mishpat, has a very interesting comment over here. Again, I'll give you the page numbers to look it up yourself. 277. that range, 800 page sefer. The following interesting question. When it comes to his grusha, where were we? Talk about grusha, so where do we have grusha? So this is his grusha. He divorced her. What do you mean? Hol v'ishto haisa. She's no longer his wife. What do you mean? And also because v'ishto. She's not his wife anymore. Not his wife anymore. What's going on? Must say pshat. That she was his wife, right? He's not going to live with her, what he calls in his words, but yikayim yachze znus, kim yachze ishus ksherim, b'kafuf la'alocha. This does not apply to Prutzim, against the Radach. And even according to the Radach, he's talking about anusim, maranos, who really wanted to be good, this couldn't help because of this, they were threatened with death. But secular Jews nowadays, they don't care, unfortunately. They could get married with the Rabbanut. They don't. They don't. Now, the Radach may be going with the opinion of the Osamech, he writes. We saw the Osamech last time. Yesterday, we saw the Osamech. Referring to only someone who was once his wife, things of this nature. Okay? But does not apply to Chilon of Zman Hazeh, he says, doesn't apply. So he's against the Radach, and the Radach will not apply nowadays in any event. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. There's another machmir. And we have to look for all the machmir. It's only fair. You know I have an atir to be mekel, but you have to give equal time to the machmir. It's only fair. Chelkas Yaakov, he lived in Zurich after the war. Right, Rabbi Breisch. Let's see what he says. Totally different topic. They wrote the wrong number down. Hold on. It's a typo. It says, Chelkas Yaakov, Chelkas has a simcha of tes. Obviously, it's a mistake over here. I don't know how to. Different parts?
Different parts in the
tshuva. Or is that maybe? Or different parts in the tshuva itself? Let's just go to the end. I doubt it. Maybe. No. Let's try the Oris. It's Oris. Nope. That must be a typo somewhere. How to find it. So you look it up yourself. I apologize. It must be a typo. He has a following Chiddush Nifler, Rabosa, which bothers me very much. Let me see if I can get that Rambam one more time. Now that I can't get him, I can need the Rambam again. What's our chances? Let's try. Maybe the truth. What was the prayer? What was the prayer?
Zion?
It's hope. Oh! Look at it, you see? You have to get a chance with the tshuva. Hamakadish al Tanai. Bachakach, Kamiyam, Bittle at Tanai, Bishle, Bittle, Benel, Benel, Stolf, Eden, Bottle at Tanai, which is done. Fine. Fine. Chashav Pachas Reputa, the Milva, because while Stam in the Aden, you'll get Shalbilas of Stamach, Lawz and Kiddush and Absulin. Chazokihi, Shed Adam Yisrael Aksherim, Osa Bilas Bilas Nus, Rebbe Yodel Atalas Osa Bilas Mitzvah, Rabosai. This is what the Rambam says, you need Sherim. So really, this one is there, not Sherim. Said the Chalkos Yaakov, no. You only need Sherim, to make it into Kiddushay Vadai. This is Kiddushay Vadai. Take a look at Magad Mishnah. Who says exactly that? Make Kiddushay Vadai Nikshay. If they're not Kshay, it'll still be Kiddushay Safek, which is not good for us, right? What does he say? to say. Kaddish al tnai should get on me suffek. Fisha filu baal yesh loch Hashem al smach tnai baal. For your suffer should sky mat tnai. Lo hoyse biyasa biyas nus. Abel kan im al kiddush nereshon by yisome. Choyse biyasa biyas nus. Bevadai bechazak lushen adam also came to bevadai gam baal shem kiddushin. So therefore, when it comes to what tnai the gemara's lashon is, loy bechol bechol lo tziyim the match with suffek. Here it says, Shvichim and Aget. Shvichim and Aget. Some say, we saw this in Iran, that Parsha Pruta is only the Torah Safek. And some say even that's also a Safek. And then the Rama holds that's considered valid. So the Mela, the Mank, we can suggest the Pshat, the reason why it needs Ksherim is to make it into a Vada. Not that the Mank admissions discuss Ksherim in this context. But the Magnus wants to say it's a Vada. Prutin, it'll be a Safek. It'll be a suffix. That's according to the Magad Mishnah, a suggestion. However, Rabbi Osai, since we know the Magad Mishnah is not the only Beforish, it's also a Kesef Mishnah. Was it Kesef? The same Shat and Rambam? Okay, goes through the whole Sugya Sagamar and the Ayin Dal that we saw at some length. Goes to the Ran that we saw. Rambam, Hishva, the Kaddish from Milva, the Pachal Shavaputa, Shavasava, Shatzicha, get Mavadai, Loyodati. I don't understand why he said that it should have been Misafek. Vili Nira said the Helik and Kesav Mishnah. Gamdi Rabbeinu Yesh Lefar, Shatzicha, get Misafek. Midischot, Shatzicha, get? Yeah? Otherwise, Shatzicha, raise the Mekudeshes. Rambam, Shatzicha, get? And therefore, the Rambam, even according to the Kesav Mishnah, because we're going to call to the Rambam, it's only a Safek. Therefore, Rabbi Osai, the whole dig of the Chelkas Yaakov is, at least according to the Kesef Mishnah, incorrect. Comes out like this. But Sherim, it's a suffix. Prutin, Vareina Mekudeshes. And he brings a right from another Rambam. This to this Rambam, it comes out of nowhere. I think we may have seen this once before. I don't remember if we saw this. Chelkas Nachlus. Did we see this yet? It's on the Rambam cover. I don't know if we saw it yet. On the screen. I don't remember exactly. Perik Dal and Lichos Nachos. Lichos Nachos. I think you may have seen this. Someone had a Shivcha. He's a Hedjot. He's a Mafkirin Atzmon. Talmud Chochem. Yerushenu. Sharjotos not. What's that all about? Sharjotos is considered to be not his child. You both heard this before, right? Talmud Chacham is going to be Meshacher. Right? Right. Sharjotos, Afkirin, Becheskas Eber the Choldova, the Ochiv Me Oviv Mochin also. Father had a son from a Jewish woman. Take his half brother and actually sell him. He's an Eved Gomer. Then Eila Oviv Ben Chutz Mimenu, Eishes Oviv Misya Bemes. This child is certainly not considered to be a Jewish child. 100% not. I can't have even otherwise. See, Klar, this Rabbi Nichols Nachos, that a case that proves him. Vadai is no, you don't say that must be like this. Vadai not. Therefore, in the case of the civil marriage, etc., it's Vadai not a good marriage. Vadai. Had it been a suffix, we couldn't have a yibim over here. That's a very powerful right. I love it. Now, there are issues in two sources which are somewhat problematic. I'm just not sure what's going to happen over here. No. I want what's called Shumas Maimonios. Where did we find Shuvas Harmonious? Remember last time? Let's go back over here. Sort of in the docks in the back. Why not soon enough? No, there it goes. Let's try this. Last one. Shuvas Harmonious. Just notice, it's only on, out of the 14th Sfarah of the Rambam, it's only on 6, 7, but they don't have a, how can that be? Exists on Noshim. Oh, Nosh, here it is. Alphabetical word. Nosh. A couple of tshuvas are problematic. What happened over there? An interesting case. Reuven didn't have a tabas. So he gave him a tabas, and he gave it to the kid of Zishto, and she found out it wasn't his ring. They started tumah, they're not really married. Married her a second time. She says, no bracha, whole story. Third time. Stop with this already. Then he's like this. If it's kedusha tos, came in the bolach again, konam. The sula bar bracha, the saga be bracha shanas, and shem eris and nisun. I have this kedusha tos. Kedemuchak perak hamadir, I am gimel beis. Kitsha betos, vapachas mishava pruta. Vechein kotten shakidesh hafapisha shilach sivlono suyacha mikein. Eina mekudeshes. Vimbal ukonu. Mashmet lo bo, tfei lo brocha, lo mesiru schupo. Is that what it says? Gemara says the other way around. Open the Gemara. He's quoting the Gemara, which doesn't really exist. Take a look at both say I and Gimel and Beis. This is Tshuvas Maimoni, Simen, Yud Ches, and apparently it's coming from the Rashi Mishnas. Come to that show in a minute, it's going to be a problem the next Tshuva. What does it say? Kitcha B'tos, Mar Sava Odim Yodea, Shekhid Shintos in the Pogosh of Aputa, Mar Sava Eni Yodea. So what do you see? If the person did not know, then you don't say a bolu konum. A carrot. He's saying over here in Simen Yud Ches. If you didn't know a bolu konum, he wants to be fairish for a carrot. If you didn't know, you don't say a bolu konum. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. It's against the Gemara. Leave it against the Gemara. It's against the next Tshuva. The next Tshuva, Reb Osai. And they're both in the Rashi Mishnas, apparently. Simen Yud Ches. What happens? It turns out there was no Shavu Pruta. I was asked this question halacha lemaisa yesterday. Somebody bought a ring on Amazon. And the ring cost 1 cent and $3.99 for shipping. I'm not familiar with this thing called Amazon. Now 1 cent is part of the Shavu Pruta. Literally. Silver costs more than that. You want to know. Can you use that ring to get married with? I kid you not. He said, how is this going to fit her? I can buy a collar ring on Amazon. How is this going to fit? Isn't that one thing I have to go with the collar to buy the ring with her? I went myself down to the dark, whatever, 47th Street. I remember what happened. We drove down there and can't park a car anywhere, crazy. I said, okay, you go. Take the ring that you want. Any ring you want, go in, pick it, make sure it fits, fine. That's what happened. So I went around the block. 5 minutes I went around the block, she came out, yeah, good. I said, now you drive around the block. She drove around the block, I went and I paid for it, and she came out. That was the whole romantic vlog of the wedding band. But she tried on herself. It wasn't Amazon. Bad Amazon in those days. Prehistoric times.
Who made driving it back?
Anyway, so I told him I think it's worth more than the sense of gimmick, right? Okay, can't buy a piece of gum for 1 cent. I buy a ring, no matter what's made from. I don't think it's a problem, but just give it. This case is Polish over food to time. So what happens? What's the difference? If they weren't married. The children could be Kohanim Gedolim. What's the difference? If they were born out of wedlock. What's the difference? And then he says like this. Watch. So our lives will catch it. If we marry her. Even if the other says in Amada, I give a base kitchen fellowship of Pruta. In Balkana, on the hostage of the Adam Yodea, then we can do the fellowship of Pruta. Balkan condition. Abel Hacha, he has summer, she yeshman shava Pruta. He thought it did. He thought it did have. I feel the ball of Akashin. Oh. I feel the ball of Akashin is barred the lack of shava Pruta. He lack of Ede Yichud. It's Makadish below Edim. The whole story. So what do you see? This very next Shiva says that you have to know that it was no good in order to say Baal Hashem Kedushin. The previous Shiva says the other way around. A contradiction from Yud Ches to Yud Tes. It's a kasha which is raised by the Mefarshim. So this is not my own question. Let me show it to you since we're, I think it's on the Maram HaKamos also perhaps. Let's see. We are in. Tour. No. Okay, dark in motion. Dr. Moshe is bothered with this. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Shuvas Maimini, Hodamina, the Baal Hashem Kiddush, Dr. Sheodea, Shekiddush, and Rishonim Lav Klumu, Uvetos Avi. Avalim Lo Yoda, Nitzach Hakach, Shlohoya Kiddush, and Kiddush. Lo! To me Acha, Shlohoya Yoda, Adata, the Kiddush, and Rishonim Baal, Sarah Kiddush, and Acherim. I am the divrei Mordechai shekasav to the other Rishim and Zeh Ozbeis and they were shecholim. That Mordechai is the same as the previous tshuva in the tshuvas Maimoni. Afilu kedushin harishon kedushin tos and the tzorach lachzal kaddish to be lost of kanya and the tzorach kedushin acherim. Steer the luya between one Mordechai and the other between one tshuvas Maimoni and the other. That's the kasha which is raised by the Dark Emotion. The Marashale is the kasha. So I saw in the Otzer Poskim, he quotes the opinion of the Tiferes Yaakov. I don't think I can show that to you inside. That the case of Tshuva Yud Ches is referring to the following case. They found out before the Bia, that it was the ring wasn't worth a pruta, or it was made from a different metal, etc. Okay, it's a different story if that's the case. Fine. So some explain that if you know for a fact that it's no good, it's Kiddush Vada. If you don't know, it's Kiddush Suffolk. And some explain that the Ramah that way. Why? What the Ramah writes, here, let's take a look at Simon now, Aleph, here. Thanks. I want to watch of an Aruch. Forget it. Look at the Lashon of the Ramo here, and the same thing in Siman Lamed Aleph. Ramo, in discussing this question, watch. Take a look over here. in Siman Lamed Aleph. Very last Otzer Poskim. Lashon, the very Ramah, the very end of Siman Lamed Aleph is the following Lashon. Watch. Look carefully, please. Kodim Shekidish V'Yizgara Letzla. Tzricha Get. Devare Bog Shigdil Shem Kiddushin. Pedach Kikai Gavna. Shekol Odom Yodeh Ten Kiddushin Kana Oporosh Oput Oklum. That's all Gemara. Ksubus. Chibol Shem Kiddushin. Avo Mokom Dika Lemiti, if someone made a mistake. Sarech Kiddushin Acherim. She was married, we just saw. What do you mean, Sarah Chidush Nacher? Doesn't say they're married. Sarah Chidush Nacher means it's only a Safe Kiddushin. That's what he meant. Sarah Chidushin Acherim. Didn't say that. That's right. It's only a Safe according to some. The Poshim Shad and the Shuvah's Mayim we saw is that Ain't the Kodeshis at all. Why did the Ramah write that way? Why did the Ramah say Eina Mekudeshes? Says the Sefer Mahalchei Mishpat, an interesting word over here, this is very important for things we'll see down the road. Give me the Lashon, he says over here. It's like this. He says, take a look at the Chalkas Mechalkek. Okay, you see the Rambam, see the Lashon over here? Tzorech Kiddushin Acher. Says Chalkas Mechalkek, I assume that's it. Shabbat Shabbat Manis, I mean you test. Koye Odom Shiesh Lobone Meishto. Ulmstof Noda Shetabas Kiddushin was not a Shabbatuta. Posak, the Tzorech Lachzol the Kaddish. Vimbole El Yachashim inspired Lech a Shabbatuta. Like the Lech Eide Yichud. Mistapik Shom. Im Noma the Stamish Visha Dorm Yachad Havik Eid Yichud. That's the question of the Ra'ah. Never know they're married. There's no actual Eidim in the literal sense. Okay? So we're understanding that Poshim Shat is Eidim Mekudeshes at all. And why is it that he uses the Lashon over here? Again, let's go back to the Ra'ah itself. Sorry, Kiddushin Acher. Should have said Eina Mekudeshes. Oh. Look what he writes. Watch. He says, referring to case where they want to stay together. What's Eina Mekudeshes? They don't want to get divorced. They want to stay together for 120. You want to stay together. Just to play it safe. Sora Kiddushin Acher. Doesn't say. No. But if they wanted to get divorced, maybe they're a Moby and Oda, and the Taka not married. They're not married. And he quotes from Moshe, seven shivas from Moshe, yes. Say that they're not married. Not married. Of course, I want to quote all the shivas from Moshe right now. Arav Henke disagrees. He says all the rites of Hagen are very, very shver. He quotes one more tshuva, which we haven't seen yet. He says it's along the lines of things we've seen before. What? No Tzvar Avrom? Oh my goodness. I don't know why I have to make the cut over here. Tzvar Avrom is one of the most famous tshuvas for him. He says that anytime you want to get married in this, when you know it can be broken up in a civil court, that's not considered because that's Moshe Yisrael. That's exactly what we saw earlier today. Remember Moshe? Okay. Now, so far so good? Let's go back to our original question. People know they're married. They never saw them in Gichud. They know Mr. and Mr. and Mrs. They see him in a shul. They see him in a store. Is that considered eidus that they were together? They didn't see anything. Not they stood outside the room, you know, they just know. There's an expression called eidus yediyah v'lo ri'iyah. That is an important thing I want to show you. Yes, Yon, yes.
But nowadays, we unfortunately, even in some Orthodox communities, have couples that live together before marriage. So
don't use the word modern Orthodox. They're not Orthodox, please. The people who they keep what they call them 612ers. They keep other laws of the Torah, keep Shabbos and Kashrus, but they're unfortunately engaged in illicit activities without benefit of marriage. I don't want you to give any other name to that.
All right.
Okay, please. Yes, there are such individuals. They exist. I'm aware of what's going on in the world, unfortunately. Unfortunately aware. Yes.
They're in the community, but like they act like a married couple in terms of...
What? They act like a married couple?
Seeming like in terms of living together.
That's one thing.
But they also like go shopping together.
Okay.
And do all these different things that you're saying would be considered possible eidos that they're together.
And looking up. You're right.
So,
according to Rav Henkin, these people are married.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think so. He thinks that they conduct themselves as man and wife, and we should therefore would be required lechatchila. We would require them to get a get in such a case. Yes. No. According to Rav Henkin, if this couple breaks up without a get and she married someone else as a child, chas v'shalom, the shav mamzeres, chas v'shalom.
Or if the original, like if the boyfriend and girlfriend and like the husband and wife arrangement, like they'd have children, like would those children be like there?
Chas v'shalom. Those children are kosher like any other child born out of wedlock when no one is married to anybody. They can marry Kohen Gadol, we saw before. I mean, I'm not recommending this kind of activity, but we saw the Lashon said he can marry kosher to Kohen Gadol. He himself could be a Kohen Gadol if he's the father of the Kohen. Anyway, so let's discuss some of these very delicate matters. So let's show you here in Shulchan Aruch, before Shulchan Aruch. Beis Shmuel, Simon Mem Beis, Sivkot and Yud Beis. This is very important. Rav Moshe talks about it a lot in this Shumas. We'll try to get to it. The Ramah writes, it's not considered a good marriage until you see the Nesina Mamash. L'ro Nesina, Imro Dov HaMochiach, Yochel Hor, Kiilu Ro Guf HaMaisen. How do you know? Hein Hein, Edi Yichel Hein Ebiya, Afagav L'ro Abiya, or Chas V'Sholem. Yikong L'ro HaYichud, Habik Moshe Ro Abiya. That's what the Mordechai says. Says the Rashi, that's ridiculous. Only by Bia you say that way. Iyav Shaliras Kemitchel Bishvol Feres. Don't get to see the Bia. Even if they see the Bia, Rachmanu Litzlan Mamish, they see whatever they see, you're still not seeing the actual Bia. And also, Eish Bin Oretz Vein Asarfa, more than expression, if there's fire, it's not going to burn. So if there's a husband and wife, or excuse me, a man and a woman, and they're on hormonal fire, there's going to be a Bia. Aber bei Kiddushin Tzrichim Liros HaMaisa Mamish. It's a Machlokas Gedolei Rishonim. Yediyah Beloriyah is it good enough? So he said, Dine Mamish, it's enough. Kiddushin, maybe it will also be good, like the Mordechai. So it's a Machlokas Gedolei Aposkim. Edis Yediyah, it happens all the time. I was at a wedding on Sunday. I was in Eid Kiddushin with Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen asked the Masada Kiddushin to please lift the veil of the cow. We spoke about that. Remember we spoke about that? The Pisca Chumma? Okay, I wasn't who might argue. But no one said they did. Because no one argued on the cow. But they did. So and if they did, so it's your Dia Beloria. Come on, I saw the cow a second before in that same wedding gown, and they covered it with a veil by the Badekim. And she's walking in there. I wouldn't have insisted that they opened up, they took up the veil. Well, they did it anyway. So Machlokas Gedolei Aposkim, right? Yediyah v'loriyah. So now, it's interesting. There's a Gemara. What's the Gemara? A Gemara in Yevamos. Let's go. I'm going to go straight to the Mishnah v'Siyakol and save you time. Save a little time. because we're at it. We're not going fast enough here. What? Go back. No Mishkanas Yaakov? I protest already. No Dvar Avraham. No Mishkanas. It's a classic Sorum. That's the thing I never heard of on this list. I give up. Okay, so I have to go back to the source that he quotes. A Gemara, it's better that way. I'm just shocked. What they have, what they don't have. Okay, well, we should make a protest. Moin Yavamas. Gemara Yavamas. Look what it says. A whole series of cases. We're not going to go into all these cases right now. It's not our Indian. What happens over here? Avosai. Kosa v'ksav yodo. V'enol of Edim. So, Mishnah talks about it. It works. It doesn't work. Kedushin by Gittin. Wait a second. Kosa v'ksav yodo. V'enol of Edim. But you need Edim when it comes to Kedushin and Gittin. Where are the Edim? Says the Mishnah Yisrael. The Pshat is as follows. I write it in my own handwriting. And now the woman pulls it out. The Shtar Kedushin, the Shtar Gerushin. How'd it get to her? I wrote it. It's my handwriting. How'd it get to her? If I wrote it, it must have been in my hand. How'd it get to her? Oh, Avis, Yediyah Valaria, that it got to her. You see, Yediyah Valaria is enough. That's one Gemara of the Sefer Yavam. It's the Mishkan Siakha course. I can't show it the original. Take my word. Then there's another Gemara. The Sefer Yavam. Now, if you advise him, advise. A whole discussion about let's go straight to Tosfos, we'll save time. Okay, take a look here at this Tosfos. It's not in the car, if I'm not mistaken. Watch this. Don't you perish? Kishabol achazman, she'ein bol l'shem kiddushin. Tahash lo avi sveka deraisa. El kshevia bein saras ayri. Lo chosh l'parash l'urcha de mil sudika shtaras achazman, etc., etc., etc. What does that mean? If you say beferish, then it's not kiddushin deraisa. Otherwise, it's mekudesh deraisa. Even though, the man thinks she's still a katana. He doesn't know that she's reached the age of 12. Hold on. Look at this Tosfos. Watch this. The end of this Tosfos, that filu. He says, again, Moder Rabbi Yehuda Shebol HaChagadlus Den Yechola Lemoy. Okay. Watch this. Can't have any miyun. So tweets, amazing shot. You love the bottom of the Simon Mashkaras Khamosa Mamanas comes in Ibra Biam Bati. Bati doesn't exist anymore. Whatever did. Oshabal the Ferish of Shangloshen Kiddush. Why are they giving this Dochak Terutz in him? Just say he didn't know she was a Gedola. Teretz is, even though he doesn't know, they're married anyway. This is the vort which the poskim are giving. That if he lives with her, he thinks she's a Gedola, doesn't know she's a Gedola, they're married anyway. This is going to lead to certain conclusions which we're not so happy with. Comment to this as we go. Be patient. Now, we can make a distinction, this is in the Mishnah Yaakov, between this file, two cases. Yediyah b'lo riyah, which is the Ramah, and Anan Sade. Yediyah b'lo riyah means you saw him give her a ring, but you couldn't see under the veil. That's Yediyah b'lo riyah. Anan Sade, didn't see anything. The get was in his hand, he wrote it, and then now it's in her hand. You didn't see anything. That's a non-sade. That's a different story. a different story. So the Mordechai brought a raya. Look, they saw a yichud. They didn't see a beer. So too over here, they saw the ring. They couldn't see the face, things of this nature. But Anan Sade has a different dispute. Oh. Now all the Gemara and Tosfos we saw on I just erased it by mistake. On the Yud Beis, referring to case was a relationship of Nisuin. Either Nisuin Derabanan for someone who's a Ketana. Right? And there were those who go as far as to say that, believe it or not, show it to you. We have Shulchan Aruch here? Oh, I raised it. That was silly. Start all over again. In Siman Lamed Aleph, this halacha comes up. Show different cases, Rabbi Osai. Let me show you where I can demonstrate a very big chiddush to you. Very big chiddush. Watch this. A katan, a tana. Watch this. Who are then cotton shekidesh and his god alatzla? Tzricha get. The vadai bog shehigdil l'shem kiddushin. Now, a man who's under 13, it's nothing. It's nothing. He can't get married midorabonon. That is an institution which they call marriage. Child marriage, which they keep the goyim away. So it doesn't touch the nivavs. The goyim would run after all these Jewish girls, Jewish boys. Let them marry them off at age 10. Whatever that means. They did it because they were trying to protect him from the goyim. So that's nothing halachli, really. But he turns 13, so it's Baal Hashem Kiddushin. It's the Ramah writes over here. Right? Vare Baal Hashem Kiddushin. So the question becomes, what is necessary in such a case? What's necessary in such a case? Let's take a look at the Mefarshim. Do you need a new Kiddushin? What do you say in this kind of case? You need a new Kiddushin? Is it all this case? You need a new Kiddushin? No? Let's look at the Mefarshim and see what it says. Beishmur. What happened? Against the Beishmol, this guy's. Some say there's no need for a new Kiddushin. I give up. Let me give you a start again. We're done. On a simple level, if there was no Kiddushin in childhood or any other spot. Watch this. Godo Shakirish Katana Yasoma. Lami Otsu below get. And she ain't kidu shak edition gemur man Torah. And with every sofer. Him tluyim shem yoshu imbala shagoda gomru kidu sheho. Garbo Kiddusha. The question is, what do you mean, Tluyim? Shem Yashma Bala Hachagodla Kavanasu, Im Yashma Imo Kabal Vishto, Hanashabo Leo, Shos Nasays Ashes Ish. Then it's all the Kacha Kiddusha Nachem, Shabo Leo Hachagodla. Why? It's an unbelievable Kesav Mishnah. Ho of the Ozisa Dover Shem is Kadeshis Moment at Torah. Afal P. Shalohoyo Lashem Aiden. Hari Gomer Believer, she wrote to the Kiddushin Arishonim, Bechalo Kiddusha Kesef. That sounds incredible. Kiddusha Kesef is an impossibility. That was done when he was a child. That's not Chal. That's not Chal. How can it be Chal? Look at this unbelievable Rambam. Gets around with it, something that all the right with these people. They give me such a hard time. So the Rambam says in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Tezayin. I'll try one more time. I may I try to go to Gemara. But let's see. Hold on, everybody. You don't like Gemaras? They want Gemaras. They want Rambams. Okay. Try Gemara. Against Gemaras too. Okay, I give up. Maybe it'll come up. Nothing. The Gemara is an incredible thing. We're starting to get. You can look it up later. Mem Gimel and Beis. Chatzi Shifcha v'Chatzi Baschorim. Shenishtachara. What would you say? She was half and half. So the Chatzi Shifcha, you can't have marriage with her. And the Chatzi Baschorin, you can. Like half married, half not married, the Michas Chinuch's dream. You know, it wasn't funny. And then the Shtachara. Now she's fully married. So the Rambam says, we'll try one more time. I'll start Rambam again. What is this? Instead of using links, we'll go back to the Rambam himself. Yeah, that'll be better. Maybe that's allow me at this time. Also back. When the Rambam says, quotes his case in the Gemara, it says, Kemo Kiddushei Ketana, which is a mind-boggling comparison. Gamri Paki also can get Gimam Gimel. That works when the original Kiddusha was the Raisa, at least half the Raisa. But here, Ketana was nothing but the Raisa. Somehow or other it works. I can't go into the Protim right now. In any event, Rabosai, we say, is an Anan Sade. In any event, he says, there's no Raya from the Mishkan Yaakov that I can't show it to you for civil marriage. Civil marriage, he says, is no marriage. No marriage. Now the following case. I'll try one more time. Maybe they have spelled me on something. Chubas, that's the Barlan's thought of as a responsive, you know? Maybe they'll let this one on. Maybe. Our last chance. I had no such luck. The Marasham is in Chelek Aleph Simon Chavtes. He found out that one of the witnesses was a relative, or that the ring was a borrowed ring, and it was B afterwards. So the Marasham suggests Vadai Baal Lashem Kiddushin. He found out there was something wrong with the Kiddushin. So Baal, he doesn't want to live in sin. If he found out, Vadai Baal Lashem Kiddush. He doesn't know. And the question is, Rabosai, Is it enough? How should I put it this way? Is it necessary that everybody knows that he knows that it was possible? Because then we can invoke the words of the Gra. I can't. I feel so bad. I have to read the Gra from my own Shulchan. Look, I have a Shulchan Aruch. Yes, I have in front of me. The Vilna Gaon comments in Eben Ezer. Listen carefully now. I apologize for the inability to show you these things yourself, but to take it from me. Simen Chav Vav in Eben Ezer. Says in Shulchan Aruch like this. Derech Znus, I feel him yichtalo, they're not married. Why? What do you mean? Kevan she yadua shabal avi keidim. And it says, Amekadish taktana v'godla, half a god the ball below the yichud, Kevan she yadua shemisecheres imo, vada l'shem kiddushin boal. That's in that case. See, this is the famous Gaon. You don't need Eidi Yichud Mamish. Mikom Mekom Kan, the Lav Hashem Kiddushin Boal, Lav Klumu. But the Gaon is masking that in the case where we assume the Hashem Kiddushin Boal, you don't need literally Eidi Yichud. But that may be true only in the case, listen carefully, please, where, yes, Rabbi Osai, the man found out that the first Kiddushin was flawed, either because it was a barred ring or because one of the Eidim were no good. And it's well known that he found out. So therefore, everybody who sees them being together, just walking around in shul, husband and wife, know they're together, and they're together l'shem kiddushin because they found they know it. You know this expression, I know that you know, right? The Eidim know that the husband knows that the first kiddushin was flawed. So therefore, in effect, the Eidim know that the couple live together l'shem Kiddushin, because they know that they know it was flawed. Or maybe not. Maybe it's enough that the husband himself knows that the Kiddushin was flawed. Then an Eidim know it together. So the Eidim know it together and he knows it's flawed. That itself is enough to be considered Eidim Kiddushin. That's the suffix there in Marasham. Marasham. Who discusses this, Rabbi Osai? Who discusses this? So again, I read it from a source that you can all find, Alter Aposkim. This suffix was raised explicitly by the Gadol Hador. Who's the Gadol Hador? Rabbi Chaim called him the Gadol Hador. Who did Rabbi Chaim call the Gadol Hador? I told you once before this year, I think so. No? Rabbi David Karliner, the Yad David. Not even heard of him either. Rabbi Chaim called him the Gadol Hador. Like this, Mumar Shenasa Mumeres Benimuse Yaakov. You follow me? They both went to the church and they got married in the church. Bachaka Chosu B'tshuva V'nisyacha Yehova Fe'edna B'boal O Shiyadua Ba'ir Shem Dorem Kederach Yishvi Yishto Av Shabob Lo Ede Yichud Mekudeshes Misofek. Why is it so critical? It's my case we spoke about last week. Guys were not married in the church. They were married by a reform and conservative rabbi. They became Balei Tshuva, and they're active in the community, in the shul, and they're living together for years. The Yad David is saying, they're at least be suffering in the Mekudeshes. Or of Moshe's Tshuvas, Rabbi Osai. All the Hetamer of Moshe, and I'm master to the Hetamer 1,000%. Otherwise, it would be a disaster in Klal Yisrael. Those are people who got married civilly, or reform, or conservative, and remained unaffiliated, or reform, or conservative, and then they split up. They never did tshuva while they were married to each other, so-called. But if they did tshuva, and people know that they're married, and now they're in a reform community, then if Davidul Kalina writes for Farish, it's at least a suffix kiddushin. You can't just say they never been married in such a case. That's what I was screaming from the beginning. Now I found the Yad David said, I concede. It doesn't say it's vada kiddushin, but it's at least a suffix kiddushin. Very important yourself. Very important yourself. Seems to me it's a very, very major issue. It's a very, very major issue. Big problem. I mean, it's good and bad. It's good. It's because it always bothered me. Balei Tshuva come to a shul and they don't get remarried with the rabbi. We're saying now they're not living in sin. The problem is that they subsequently break up without a get. Or break up, and then as I told you last time, and the lady, the adulterous woman, wants to marry her boyfriend, who's Asa Lebol, and Kavachomer, who's a Kohen, Asa is a Grusha. And then the psak was given that it never was marriage, and she married this guy. I didn't like that psak. Rav David Lechayim would not like that psak. Sorry. Wouldn't like it. Now, we have a Rambam, but I don't know if it's going to help us at all. Yes, I'm sorry.
So it's also an issue if you have a Baal Shuva couple, but the wife, before she was grown, had a reform marriage, but never got a halakha yet, and she would need a get from the first husband if it was a reform marriage.
We always try to give a get. We always try to give a get.
Well, if she doesn't know where the guy is, like it was 20 years before.
If she was not from the whole time, she was married to the first guy, we follow Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says they never were married. But if they became frum and were married, quote unquote, in the frum community, then we just saw that he's ready to Yad David, who's a fearful, that in that case it's at least a suffix addition. Because after all, they were living together, and in a frum world, they knew that once they became frum, they presumably knew that the first marriage is no marriage. And therefore, we have to be worried that they were married subsequently, because the Shem Kedushin Baal, and she now needs a get. Meek or then, yeah. If no get, you can't allow her to remarry.
And how about if they're married and the community knows that they're married, but they're separated? She's from, but they're separated. But people in the community know that they still had this reformed marriage and they never got it.
If they separated before they became from, it's not a problem. If they separated after they became from, it is a problem.
So it's more about them living together than the community being under the impression that they're married.
Right, exactly. Right. Just that if they're civilly married or somehow technically married, doesn't make them married. It's the fact that they live together as husband and wife after they did tshuva. So therefore, he doesn't want to live in sin. So it's the Shem Kedushin Baal. And the neighbor knows about it. They know they're part of the community. They're from Jews. That's why the Adavar, I think, is very compelling that there's at least of a Kedushin. Now he brings a raya. Again, I mentioned the Radach. He brings a raya from a Rambam, which I can't show you, who says in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Gedalef Halacha Dalet, never mentions the word Nivla Be'edim. Must be that the original Kedusha Kesef Wachal, Tzolta B'Kiddush Al Atznai, but he suggests that all he means is when there are, quote, Chaye Ishus Hayaduim Lakol, based upon the Vilna Gaon, it's an Anan Sade. Everyone knows about it. The whole thing, they really get me out. They're angry for some reason. Rabosai, everyone with me so far? Let's chazer again. Bottom line. In my view, based on Rav Moshe, civil marriage is no marriage. Reform and conservative marriage, Rav Moshe writes, we saw it a little yesterday, and I can't show you now. Even Rav Henkin would be more that he claims reform and conservative marriage would be no good. Why? Because a civil marriage, the average Jew knows that a civil marriage has no Jewish content. So therefore, Rav Henkin claims that even a non-observant Jew doesn't want to live in sin, so he'll have a Bila Shem Kedusha. But if he's married by the conservative or reform rabbi, the guy thinks between us that the reform or the conservative marriage is valid. See, that why should he think to have Bila Shem Kedusha? And, yeah?
Where did
Henke
get that idea from?
Rav Henke, I mean, he was a Dolei Ador. He thought that anyone who wants to be married is married, even if they, That's what he assumed. It's interesting about Sai. The Ra'ah, it's on the Marama Kovas, and Shita and Gimla Manal. Ketana Shigdila. Okay, she was under the age of 12 and so-called married, the Rabbana. And now she becomes really mad at age 12. Quote, Mistama Istan the Mema, Shekol Adam Rotsa Shigamur Nisuav, the Afal Pisha Mekadish, below Adam Lachashin of the Kiddushin, Hocha Kevin the Havia Milsa the Kuliyama Yadiba, Kuliyama Sadi, the Kena Mekadish Rabia, and Sarah Alaheide Yichud. That's a very important yourself. Very important yourself. The Shulta Gibbar, I'm to read about Peh, I can't show it to you. Writes in Kiddushin Paragimel, quote, V'nira b'enai, shim hukusuku ba'osun ha-kiddushin, ba'om dem b'cheskas ish v'yishto, af al pi she'en lemei de kiddushin, lo ee de yichud, shalom nisiyachtu b'fneyedim k'shem lehem, ho lo mukuzok b'mkomon b'cheskas ish v'yishto, v'rechazok azu kamo edes gemura brura. Wow. So I saw that sounds pretty powerful. But with this Sefer, you know, he's on the ropes now. Page 391, see a few more comments here. He quotes the Shulta Gibbar. He tries to deflect it. There were those who quote the Shulta Gibbar to say that all civil marriages chal, because they can get a tax deduction as a couple, and it's all wrong. He says, it's all wrong. They read the Shulta Gibbar too quickly. What did he say? The beginning, he says, or earlier, Hamekadesh Isha Befnei Erechot. And they live together. So we assume they did another kiddushin. They knew the first one wasn't chal. If in fact, he probably had another kiddushin. What's the raya? He keeps, never mentioned the word anan tzadik. Not even once. What word does he use? Hupsaku. What does hupsaku mean? Based on the Gemara and kiddushin of Peyam and Aleph. Quoting Shavanach, Ebenezer Simon Yutes. What does he say? Etzem chaya ishes kovim chazak al lefiha hazug nechshav kenosu lechol dava vinyin ekev havona berura sheba avahu ora chuba vekidushin. That's what the Shulta Gibbar is talking about. Not the chazak of ein odom osu bilo osu bilo osnus. Never mentioned it. What does he mean? Huxaku. They probably got married properly. Wow, a whole new pshat. I can't show the words. I read you the words. That's his pshat. That's his pshat in the words. Okay, it's hard for me to show you definitively who's right, who's wrong. That's what he says. That's all he meant. Where do you find that? Any of you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, maybe your computer is a little bit friendlier than mine, you get yourself a Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simon Yutes, Sid Bates. Ish Ish Abom Dina Sayam. He omeres the Balib, he omeres the Ishti. Im Hukusuku Beir Lamed Yom, he Ishto. Horrigan Aleo. She's Mazano Tamazi, kill him. With no Adam. This is a different kind of Chazaka. They conduct, because they were assuming they were previously married, and that's Moshe of Israel. That's what it means, claims the Sefer Mahalchei Mishpat. Home loop shot. And that's what the Devar Ram writes. Remind me tomorrow. bring up from down to this Barbara. Said that whatever. So I'll show it to you. Bring it to you. Bring that. Oh. Proof from both sides. Shulchan Aruch Simon Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch says over there, a katan of the bar mitzvah. And a klums, garnished. There's no tisum of a katan. Zero. Absolutely. You're not allowed to do it. The Rambam's not allowed to do it. The Rambam, the Torah's not allowed to do it. Fine. Tafilu shalach sivlonos mishihigdil eno klum tloch hashina shem ha-shalach ha-shem kidushin. Alem yesh eidim shindis yachad ima mishihigdil tzrich ha-get shindim istama bol ha-shem kidushin. You need eidim. Because until then, there was no kidushin even with the Rabbanon. And the yichud after kiddushin is like beer. Fine. Since we have no more sforum, open please to the Mishnah on the Tzadi Amanal, which talks about this very case. The Mishnah Tzadi Amanal. We can actually broch or something. We just have a safer front. What does it say in Tzadi Amanal? The Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Cotton she see you of him, Subasa Kayemis, Shamanas Kane Kima. Okay? It's a Mishnah. Gersh is Gairo Ishto, Imo, Subasa Kayemis, Shamanas Kane Kima. So Hamaknak understands, he said Hamaknak can be found, Sidna Chavav Sephala. There was no second marriage. Must be Pshat, Ein Adam Osa Bilosa Bilas Nus. Presumably, even though there's no Eidei Yichud. However, to those who say, no, he married her a second time. Subasa Kayemis, but he married her a second time. Either Machner says not that way. So he has his father, this beautiful sefer again, I'm up now to page 403. He keeps moving along. Page 403 says, even according to the Machner's trap in the Sugya, on Daf Tzadi, he writes like this. In our case, civil marriage would not be good. Who's he quote from? Shut priya soda. Nisuch mezrachim afa makna yoda ein b'chaya ishus. Enough. Wouldn't work. Why? I quote. Afa fi amakna ikhadash kedusha. There, the case in Ramos and Chavav, where they were originally were married, they were mumrim, and they followed in the Musay Akum. They never thought to get married as Moshe of Israel. Then they became frum again, Balei Tshuva, Mistama Datam Shinu Kedas Moshe of Israel, Abol Hashem Kiddushin. Even in the a formal act of Kiddushin, doesn't matter. What's presumably would want to have a proper kiddushin. Fine. But in our case, Rishon Rishona, Shendik Shu Yachlev, Dichros Bris, Haderach Hanach, and the Mezum, and the Fanei, the Kashuk, and the Moshe of Yisrael. Ganke. Ere Choshen, was their cloud. They're not Maranos. They're secular Jews. Ubuz Lahem, Lag Lahem, to go to the Rabbanut. Fein Bina Lino Kedas Tarasenu HaKadosh, and Yonah HaKadushin Atzmah. Why they don't care about Nidim? Okay? Lo shayach to say, and all the Bilal Bilal's nos. Ain't got shum chashash kiddushin klal. Period. Zero. Even according to the Hamakne. I'm not sure what Kriya Soda, but you'll be able to look it up somewhere and find out. They're not married at all. Period. Zero. Zero. However, Rabbi Osai, and as I end my share with this, what if they do tshuva? If they do tshuva, it's very much like this Hamakta, and very much like this din over here. Go back to Simcha Chavav. I'm going to read to one more time. If they do tshuva, then again, I'm very not happy with that psak that said they're not married if they did tshuva. Rabbi Osai said this. Muma shenasim u'meres b'ni musayim v'nizgayru achakach. What do you mean nizgayru achakach? They became back to Yiddishkeit. Otherwise, ein kan chashash kiddushin klal u'muteres lo zivene b'lo get ava pi shesho imo kamashonim ein elwela kiznus b'yalma. I'm the sefer amakna. This is pisket tshuva beis. And they were poshut in dori moach hazeh. I mean, v'stama in adam osu bilas v'bilas nus. The mishnah we just saw in Ksubis. Afil is yachad imo levad ach hazeh tzricha get. Hine yedich rebir. Even onus v'anusa. And don't tell me there's no Ksuba. So we shouldn't say all this because no, say no. So the Ran, that Ran we saw a long time ago. And the Rivash says, Havei regemuro shlo tolu nidasa, then we don't say it. Below ksuba, below brocha, nah. That's, we still say, Hein el bas luz kadesh li yaro al isa daraisa, lo de remisha below kidushin. Look at this following verb. I mentioned it once before. It has to be true. The name is Luznos, Bosh and Kedushin. Rechachomim also the Kaddish Bibir. There must be, and that wouldn't count. So therefore, it seems to me that if they never became Frum, then they just split up. That's 99% of the cases that we deal with. It's Gornsh. I mean, we try to get a get, can't get a get, we can say that she can marry without a get. The kids from a second marriage will surely be kosher. However, if they became Frum in the interim, it becomes much more complicated. I apologize again for not being able to show this stuff inside. Rabosai, I'm almost done with the Maramah Kamos. Hope you are almost done. Tomorrow I'll still be working on this sheet, but this time on Thursday, will be hopefully you'll be ready for tomorrow. So for Thursday, you'll have time to prepare for Thursday's sheet for the Maramah Kamos. Kedushay Tos is the next sugi. Okay.